You are listening to a podcast from the New York Oracle Users Group. The information given here is provided on an as-is basis. The presenters, as well as the officers and steering committee of the New York Oracle User Group, disclaim all warranties expressed or implied with regard to this information and will not be responsible for any loss or damage arising out of the use of any information contained in this presentation.
Welcome, and thanks for being here. My name is Mark Seeft. I'm a development manager for Oracle Application Express. I've been working with Application Express basically since 2001, and I'm a member of the development organization since 2002. We're now part of Oracle Server Technologies, so we are under the database organization, and our group is responsible for Application Express, for SQL Developer, and for the upcoming SQL Developer-based modeling tool. And today I want to talk about modernizing your legacy applications with Application Express. Basically, I'm going to cover our migration utility, part of Apex since Apex version 3.0. So I want to talk about migrating MS Access and also migrating forms or modernizing forms to Application Express. Before I get started, how many of you are familiar with Oracle Application Express? Okay, that's a good number. That's our safe harbor statement. I'm not going to talk too much about what we have planned. Most of what I'm talking about is already out there. We are working on our release version 4.0, and we're going to present Apex 4.0, at least its current state, at Kaleidoscope in 3 weeks in Monterey. And then at Oracle World in October, we plan to have an almost completed product available to for some hands-on testing, followed by some sort of public beta test sometime later this year, but no exact dates yet. Okay, so here's my agenda. I want to talk about what Apex is, give you a brief overview of those who don't know what it is, and then I'll dig a little bit deeper into MS Access migration, why you want to do it, and what the migration workshop in Apex does for you, and then give you a demonstration of how this process works. And after that, I'm going to talk about Oracle Forms modernization. First, I'm going to compare the differences and similarities between Forms and Apex. Then introduce the Forms conversion utility in Apex, and then give a demonstration of that process as well. All right, let's start with an overview. Oracle Application Express has been around as a production product since database 10G. Oracle Application Express is part of the database, so if you are a database user, you already own this. Apex is a free feature of the database, ships with 10G, ships with Oracle XE, ships with 11G, also runs on 9i. So in all these databases, if you're licensed to use that database, you're licensed to use Application Express. Our current version is version 3.2, and 3.2 can be installed on all older databases. So if you're running 9i, XE, 10G, you can install Oracle Application Express 3.2. We are going to come out with a patch release, version 3.2.1, which is also going to be part of the Oracle Database 11G release 2. Okay, so now what is Apex? Apex is a development utility. We call it the native development utility of the Oracle Database because it's making use of a lot of SQL and PL/SQL. But it's more of a declarative or 4GL environment. So if you compare it to Oracle Forms, you will be familiar with many of the concepts. You point and click, you describe what you want to do. You're not writing code. You can extend it with your own PL/SQL code, but most normal, regular applications can be developed declaratively. And here are some of our typical use cases. Data-driven applications and online reporting is basically our sweet spot, if you will. That's because Oracle Application Express lives inside a database. So if you compare it to, let's say, Java or .NET, where you have a middle tier and all your business logic running in the middle tier, that's a bit different in Apex. In Apex, you have all this program logic running inside the database. So if you have a lot of data to search and work through, then Apex is ideally suited because you don't have all these round trips going on between the database and your application logic. And I'm going to focus today on Oracle Forms modernization, Access, and Spreadsheet Excel replacement. And I'm going to cover briefly why that makes sense. Before I get there, though, a few more words about the architecture. Apex requires only a web browser. So if you want to use Apex, if you want to use an Apex-based application, and if you want to develop an Apex-based application, all you need on your client is a web browser, i.e. Firefox, Safari, Chrome, whichever you prefer, and it's running on every platform. Wherever you have a web browser, you can use Apex. In the middle tier, we basically just have a web listener. And for those who already use Apex, typically, or it used to be that that was the Apache HTTP server. With Oracle XE and 11G, we added the embedded PL/SQL gateway, which is a web server inside the Oracle database. And we are now working on a Java-based listener. The advantage of that Java-based listener is that it's running on every OC4J, J2E container, like OC4J, like WebLogic, so you have more choices what web server you want to use in your middle tier. And then all your business logic, all your application definitions live inside the Oracle database, so you're not writing long files of code, Java code, that you have to compile. It's all definitions stored in metadata. And then when you're running your application, it's generating all your web pages on the fly out of that metadata. Okay, so why do we talk about spreadsheets and Access databases with Oracle Application Express? We feel that Apex is very easy to use for even for people who are not necessarily programmers. So a business user, a power user, someone who is familiar or comfortable with Excel and Access should be able to pick up Apex with very little effort. And he should do it because spreadsheets are often used in a way that more resembles a database. And if you're running a database in your Excel spreadsheet, then maybe you should actually move it into an Oracle database. To give you an example, even in our group, we do a lot of spreadsheet-based processing when it comes to performance evaluations, when it comes to bonuses and raises. We use spreadsheets, we email them around, and they are not secure at all because everybody can read everything, and they very easily get out of sync. If I send my one spreadsheet to 10 of my employees and I get 10 versions back, I have to do a lot of cleanup afterwards. So we are addressing that problem with Application Express by having everything securely stored in the Oracle database. Same issue and the topic of my presentation today, personal databases like MS Access. A little bit more sophisticated than spreadsheets, obviously, but they also well, first of all, platform-dependent, just MS Windows. They're not very web-friendly. They're particularly vulnerable. Security, authentication, passwords, and access is very easily cracked. Just Google for it. They can be easily copied, and they get out of sync pretty quickly as well. So we want to take a look at how you can migrate your Access database to Apex. All right, so what can you achieve when you move your applications to Apex? You get a centrally managed database. It's typically being backed up by your IT department, so that's taken care of. And you get the security and scalability of the Oracle database. You get rid of your data silos. You get more sophisticated reporting capabilities, and overall, you're increasing your productivity, not only of your own department, but also of your IT department that has no longer to take care of your many mission-critical access databases. They're all in a secure Oracle database now. So I covered some of the drivers or motivation for migrating your access databases to Apex. So here's a little bit of a summary. Web unfriendly, platform dependent, poor security, limited scalability. But of course, there are also challenges when you undertake this effort. So it's not a black box. You put in an access database and you get out Apex. So you do have to have a certain level of knowledge of your existing access applications. And you generally face a problem with the data model in your access databases. Typically don't find normalized databases, proper primary keys, and so on. So this utility in Apex and SQL Developer actually helps you in cleaning up your database to some extent. And then, of course, there's also very little documentation available for your access databases. So that's another challenge that you don't have the or may not have the business knowledge of that application that you're trying to migrate. Okay, let's go to my actual access database here. So this is a typical access database. You have your contacts in here. You have some sales information in here. So let's take a look. For instance, here are my contacts. I'm keeping track of calls, keeping track of shipping information, and so on. So this is a fairly typical small-scale access database that I want to attempt to migrate to Apex. Here on the left-hand side, you'll find your underlying data structures, your tables, table data, and so on. Then further down here, you have forms and reports. So many of these components can actually be migrated to Apex, and I want to go into some of these details. The access migration utility became available with Apex 3.0. So if you're using Apex, an earlier version, then you won't find that utility. If you're using Apex 3.0 and above, you'll find the utility that I'm going to show you. And like I said earlier, it's not a black box where you feed in an MDB file and get an Apex file out. It's a utility, a workshop, if you will, that helps you recover your application, recreate your data structures, and build an Apex application. It's not attempting to emulate your access. It's really a native Apex application with an Apex look and feel, and it requires quite a bit of manual work to get from one to the other. With that utility, you can create two types of applications. One is based on your access forms and reports, and the other one is a maintenance application, basically building forms and reports automatically on your tables, and I'm going to show you what that means. Let's go back to access. Once you have Apex installed and go to the migration utility, let me just log on here. You'll find a few downloads here on the right-hand side. There's a link called Applications Migrations. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that user interface a little bit later. What I want to show you here is here on the right-hand side, Download Exporter for MS Access. So the first thing that you want to do is download the appropriate file here for your version of MS Access, and then use that utility to extract your application and data from Access. I already downloaded the 2007 version here. So I'm going to close my Access database, and I'm going to run this exporter, which itself is a Access application as well. So that's the Oracle Migration Workbench exporter for MS Access for version 2007 of MS Access. So now I have a choice of what I want to export. Do I just want to have my data definitions for SQL Developer, or do I also want to have my export application export for Apex? I'm going to go with both here. And then I'm going to choose my MDB file. And I'm going to export that to my documents. That sounds good. And now I'm hitting export, and this is going to do a lot of blinking screens here. This basically goes through all the access tables and screens and extracting the information and putting them into two files. So this is done. Gonna hit exit, and here are my new files, contact.sql and contact.xml. Contact.xml holds the TDL script, if you will, the table definitions of your access database. And the SQL file here, this holds your application definition for import into Apex. So the first step in moving this into Oracle now is to use SQL Developer to migrate over your database and your data. I already created this schema here, OMWBREP, that's the Oracle Migration Workbench repository. This repository basically This repository helps you with the migration process. So you'll see there's now a captured model and a converted model. For those not familiar with SQL Developer is another feature of the Oracle database, so you can go to our OTN website and download this utility for free. And now over here you'll find migration, and I can capture my MS Access exported XML. So first step, I'm going to load the XML file that I exported from Access into SQL Developer. And then it's reading through all these XML objects, and you can see I found a bunch of columns, indices, constraints, tables, stop procedures, and so on. I'm going to close this.
Have you done this directly through Apex going to SQL?
No. It's a two-step process. This part here is for my data structures, my tables, and my data, and that has to go through SQL Developer.
Because I find I don't use SQL Developer anymore, since it's all in Apex. I can develop my tables there and whatever.
Well, you can develop them there, but the migration utility is part of SQL Developer that you still need. So here I have my captured model. And I'll find my tables and my views. And everything that I had in Access basically over here in that captured model. And now this model is a representation of what I had in Access. And now I want to translate this into something that Oracle understands. So I'm going to convert this into an Oracle model. And when converting, I need to make a number of choices here about data types, how they translate from Access to Oracle. I can add additional rules. And then I hit apply changes, and then I'm getting my data structures translated into Oracle. So down here I have now my converted contact model. So when I look at these tables down here, they all have Oracle types, and they also have sequences for primary keys and so on. So I have now something that is understood by Oracle. Now I can take this converted model and translate or generate a SQL script, basically. So I'm going to generate. And here's what I'm going to end up with. A standard SQL script that I can run through SQL Plus or SQL Developer or directly through Apex to recreate all these data structures in my Oracle database. So now I actually want to run it. And when you take a look at the first line here, this actually creates a user for me called contact. So I'm going to run this as system or some other privileged user. Okay. Let's see if I can find. This is Orion. Contact, and my SIG is also. I have a 10G database running here on my laptop that I'm connecting to. Oops. Did I run this? Yeah. Let's try this again. New connection. My connection name is going to be contact. My new username is contact, and my password is contact too. And there you go. All right, so at this point, I recreated my data structures from Access in Oracle. So when I take a look at this new user over here, I find my tables from Access now recreated in a new schema in the Oracle database. Those tables are empty though. So next step is going to be to migrate over my data. And for migrating over my data, I can actually connect to my original Access database. Contacts, Access. And this is going to be my MDB file. And now I have a connection to an Access database over here. And in that Access database, I can also look at my tables and my table data. So now that I have my Access database connected here, my new contact schema, and the mapping basically defined down here in the captured model, I can use the migrate data wizard to migrate my data from contact and Access to my contact schema. And I'm using this conversion model that I defined previously. Okay, let's go back to my schema. And now you'll see that there is data loaded. Okay, so this is basically what I had to do in Access. Well, it depends. I mean, this obviously is a somewhat optimized demo. So for many of these tables, I'm getting automatically primary keys and sequences. But if you don't have that, then you'll have to create these primary keys, and you have to do quite a bit of massaging. Tells you to some extent. There are utilities that help you with that process, but depends on what you're working with, right? Some databases are easier than others, and there are some utilities that take you by your hand and walk you through. And you can certainly also use this to recreate a bad database model in Oracle. But the utilities that we ship with Apex and SQL Developer are designed to kind of help you along the way, give you some tips, and with Apex itself, if you do have a clean and good database model, chances are your application will work much better than if you're starting out with a bad database model. So it's manual labor, no question.
Well, can you say the intermediate steps such as the scripts for creating the DDL? We saw them.
Oh, yeah.
You can save them. And also, can you get a similar script for the loading of data? Or is that a different?
The loading went through this here right now, so this isn't
you
scripted.
You can't generate a script that documents.
No. But, well, I mean, once you migrated your data, you can create a script to recreate the data. So I can go ahead and do a table here, export my data as, for instance, an insert SQL script. I can do that.
So you can document what it is that it did?
Yes.
In case you have to put it into some sort of source control.
That's right. So the.
Was done.
The script that generated everything, that is right here. I can save this and put that into source control. And SQL Developer actually has source control for Subversion and for CVS built in. So if you're using one of these, you can actually hook it up directly. And for the data loading scripts, you can script them from here, from the export. All right, so I have a new schema now, contacts. I have a bunch of tables. I have some other database objects in here. I'm not going to go into too many details. I have some views and I have some functions or procedures. So a bunch of things recreated in Oracle. And I'm now going to go to Apex. So the first thing that I need to do in Apex is create a workspace where I want to do my migration into. A workspace in Apex is basically your playground where you develop applications, where you have access to certain database schemas, whatever you configure, and where you alone or jointly with your team develop applications in. Workspaces, you can have any number of workspaces with Apex, and that's basically multi-tenancy that is available with Apex. To give you an example, we have a hosted service, apex.oracle.com. And when you create a workspace there, then you're sharing this Oracle database with currently 16,000 other companies. So we have 16,000 workspaces on a single $5,000 Linux box running there where many thousands of users use Apex in a shared environment. So that's what a workspace is, and I'm going to create a new one here called Contacts. And I'm going to connect this to an existing schema. The reason I can do this here is because I'm connected as a super user, admin user, so I actually can set up these workspaces. Typically, that's not necessarily the case. If you run Apex in your company, you get workspaces provisioned by your IT department, and you don't have access to everything else on the database. So if you're doing an access migration and you do not control the database, you need to have someone, some DBA, provision you a workspace and connect that workspace to your schema. Okay, so this has created a new workspace and connected that workspace to my contact schema. I can now log on. Or maybe not. Okay, so in this schema, there's not all that much going on. I have a sample application. So if you're not familiar with Apex already, the sample application kind of gets you going. It shows you a few of the things that are possible with Apex. And I'm also connected to the contact schema. So over here on the left-hand side, I find my previously created database objects from Access. And now I'm going to go to this migration utility again that we looked at before. I'm going to create a new project. I'm going to call this Contacts. And this utility right here is what you use for forms migration as well. So I have a choice here between forms and Access. And when I choose Access, then I can pick my export file here, that SQL file. Click Next. Click Finish. So this is reading my Access application definition now into a repository inside Apex. And then it's going to tell me what I have here. And this is, I guess, a mixed bag. So I have a bunch of tables, seven tables, six of them are valid. I have a bunch of queries, all invalid. I have 12 forms, two are valid, 10 are invalid. So somewhat successful. As far as the data is concerned, I think I'm in good shape. For other components here, not so much. So now you can go through and kind of try to see what's wrong, what you can do better to kind of improve this quota here. And when you visit our website, apex.oracle.com, we have a bunch of guidelines and white papers out there that walk you through the details. But there are a number of things that you can do to improve this kind of conversion percentage. I'm just going to focus on what I have here for now. So I'm going to go into this project here, and I'm going to generate my application. And I have a choice here between generate application and generate maintenance application. In this particular scenario, generate maintenance application would lead to better results, but I'm going to do the first one here first. Right? Gives me what I was able to recover. So I'm going to get a home page, and I'm going to get a form on contact types and on switchboard items. And I can add additional pages at this point or at a later stage. And then I can step through this wizard, go to the last page here, and create my application. And then I'm going to run it. Oops, no. Admin. So there's my migrated application, and I only have two modules here right now, so this isn't all that impressive. So what I want to do next is do the same thing again, and this time create this so-called maintenance application. And what that does is it actually attempts to create a complete application based on your data model. So I have a bunch of tables that are migrated over, and this maintenance application here that is actually creating a complete application on all these tables and all these database objects, which isn't a replica of your Access application, but which may be more useful than the other version. So it depends on a case-by-case basis where you can recover a lot of forms and reports. The first option makes sense. Where you don't, where you can't recover all that much, this maintenance application might be an interesting option. Because now I'm going to get all my tables basically shown here. I can actually go in, look at my company data. I can drill down and change my data. I can search on my data. So this is a pretty useful and usable application that you can use to maintain your data. It's not a replica of your Access database application. It's basically a application based on a database schema. So again, on a case-by-case basis, you need to take a look at what makes sense. It's been our experience that migrating forms and reports, well, reports is more possible than forms. With forms, you do run into challenges quickly. Once you have Visual Basic in your Access forms, they don't translate or don't carry over. So there you need to see what makes sense for you. You can take certain steps to improve the quota here of what carries over, but in the end, you need to see, do you want to generate or recover as much as possible, or do you want to start out with basically an application on your database schema and then refine that? So this is basically what we looked at. Database refactoring, that's the steps that you would take to improve your database model. And when you're changing your database model, the utility is keeping track of the changes that you do. So when you add a new column or change your primary keys, then this is being mapped in a way that once you migrate over your forms, they still find the corresponding columns in your tables. Then the design recovery, that is the part where we didn't get the greatest results just now. So there you need to see which type of application do you want to carry over and what steps can you take to improve the conversion percentage. And what you're getting in the end is a native Apex application, so it's not going to be a emulation of your Access application, it's going to be Apex. So another overview of the steps that we took. We exported our MDB file into a SQL file and XML file. We used the XML file and SQL Developer to recreate our database model. We then migrated over the data from MS Access into Oracle, and then we used the XML file to recreate some of the components from the Access database in Apex. Okay, so that's Access.
If I had a set of Access databases that were just front ends to say SQL service, and the data wasn't really in Access, how would I handle it? I'd have to load the data separately and then migrate the MDBs that are just forms?
Yeah, I mean, you would export the, you only check the option, export option that extracts your forms and reports from Access in that SQL format. And then you would migrate your SQL Server data and data structure separately. And there are migration utilities built in here that help you with other databases as well. So you have a choice here. Well, not in this one. SQL Developer has migration utilities that also help you with SQL Developer. So, but you have to migrate the data by some other means. And also, Apex is only in the Oracle database, so you can't use Apex to connect through JDBC or ODBC to SQL Server, so you'll have to carry your data over. Other questions before I move on to forms?
One thing you said about if you have a good database, what exactly do you mean by that? What's
well, some basic things. You should have primary keys. You should have, I think in Access, you have like these auto number things on your primary key columns. So you should have that so that the migration wizard knows that you want to create a sequence and a trigger and a primary key column in Oracle. You should have foreign key relationships. Many Access databases have a bunch of tables that are not related at all. So you should have foreign key constraints defined in Access, and yeah, just general good database practices, normalization, don't have too much redundant data in your Access database. So whatever makes for a well-designed database, if you have that in Access, it makes the process much easier to carry that over into Oracle. All right, so for forms conversion, it's the same utility basically that we just looked at for Access, but of course the whole process works differently. What are your motivations or drivers for migrating your Oracle Forms applications? The first thing is if you don't have to, if you're happy with your Forms applications, it's still supported and will be continue to be supported by Oracle, so there's no need to migrate or modernize from that standpoint. Oracle Forms remains a supported technology, but it is somewhat dated. When you run Forms, it runs in a browser, but it runs as a Java applet, and it doesn't really have the look and feel of Amazon or eBay or Google or whatever else, so it's not a native web application or HTML application in that sense, even though it runs in an applet in a browser. And so there are a number of options with Oracle to modernize your Forms application. You can go to Apex, you can go to ADF, Fusion, and you can of course also go to other solutions, Microsoft.net and so on. So one of the great strengths of using Apex is that you, for one, you can reuse your database objects. So you can keep your existing Oracle database, your existing PostgreSQL procedures, your existing views and whatever else you already have running for your Forms application. You can reuse these with Apex, and that's basically how we started with Apex. When I first joined the Apex team, we did that basically as a Forms conversion effort. We worked for the Chicago Police Department where they had many Oracle Forms applications, and we put an Apex front end on these Oracle Forms applications and then we ran them in parallel. So that's a big advantage over migrating forms to other technologies, that you can actually reuse these objects. And then another advantage is that you can reuse your existing skills. So if you know SQL, if you know PL/SQL, you will be much more comfortable with Apex than with writing C Square or Java or whatever else. And as with any migration effort, of course, there are a number of challenges. You have to have the subject matter experts ideally on hand that know the old application. You do have to do a lot of manual coding, and your Apex application in the end, just like with Access, it's going to be an Apex application. It's not going to be a forms application. It's not going to be client server. It's going to be a web application. So there are a number of differences that we are going to look at. So this is a very brief overview of the process. You fill in your forms, you get your Apex out. So it's not that easy. There's the first step, which is identifying what you actually want to carry forward. What do you want to recover from your old Oracle Forms application? What is still needed? What is no longer needed? So you have to make a number of decisions there. And the utility that we provide helps you make these decisions. So it's not just a conversion utilities. It's actually a project tracking application, if you will, that imports all the components from forms, but then lets you choose what you want to reuse. The next step here is to automatically generate a what we call default application. That is your starter application based on what we were able to recover. And then afterwards, you have to manually refine it, enhance the UI, add validations, and so on.
When you say import forms and reports definition files, do you mean FMVs and RDFs?
Yep.
Or do you mean the when you translate the stuff to text?
XML, yeah. You translate your FMV files to XML, and then you import them into Oracle,
so
into Apex.
Do you need to do that translation?
Yes, I'm going to. Oops. So this is what the question is. So you have FMB files, you have object libraries, OLB files, you have menu files, MMB files, you have PSQL libraries, PLL files, and you have Oracle reports with XML files from Oracle reports. So all of these can be used. For the first three over there, there's a forms to XML conversion utility that actually ships with Oracle forms. So you use that utility to convert these files into XML. For your PL/SQL libraries, you have to open the Forms Builder and then export the PL/SQL library as a PLL file from that front end. And the same goes for reports. You have to open Oracle Reports and then export your report definition in XML format. And then you can take all these files and upload them into Apex. And then you go through these steps that we are going to take a look at, looking at all these definitions, choosing what you want to reuse, and then going ahead and generating an application. And this gives you a rough overview of what, in our experience, how long, by comparison, each of these steps takes. So loading your Oracle Forms source, that doesn't take all that long. Identifying the component that you actually want to carry forward, that takes quite a bit longer. And then generating that initial application, that's a small step, as we will see. What's really taking a lot of time, realistically, is going through everything that happens after the generation. Deciding on a corporate theme, what kind of user interface do you want to have for your new application. Creating additional pages, regions, items, enhancing your application. Adding JavaScript and Ajax if you want to, and also validations, processes, and computations. Those are all going to be steps that you will have to take to some extent that are going to take a lot of time and effort in your migration project. So before we go into the actual demonstration, a few comparisons between Forms and Apex. Both of these technologies are, I guess, what's known as 4GL. So it's declarative programming, it's not writing code. Both products use SQL and PL/SQL as the language. So if you are familiar with SQL and PL/SQL, both tools should be, you should be comfortable with both tools. The user interface in Oracle Forms, when you run it as web forms in a browser, is a Java applet. In Oracle Apex, it's just a plain HTML page. With forms, you generally have exact positioning of your items, fields, and so on your screen. Apex or HTML pages in general are more a relative positioning. You have one item here, you put the next one below it or next to it, and so on. There are techniques with style sheets and so on that allow you to do a more exact positioning in HTML as well, if that is required. Both technologies support web services, so you can interface with other systems through web services. Client-side field control in forms is done through form triggers. In Apex, you can do client-side validations through JavaScript and Ajax. You typically would do validation, though, on the servers through Apex validations that actually fire on the server. The end-user experience won't be all that different, but the point where it's firing is different. Both products have charts. With Forms, you get BI beans. With Apex, you get flash charts. And then the big difference is the database connectivity. With Forms, you're always connected. You start your session, you connect to your database. You do your thing. You have transactions spanning multiple screens. You're locking rows, you're locking tables, and so on. With Apex or most web technologies, that's not the case. You make a request, you connect to the database, you retrieve a response back, and then that connection no longer exists. So in order to actually lock your data, what web applications typically do is optimistic locking. So you get your data, you start editing, someone else was faster, you click save, you lose. So we do a check before we save the data back if there has been a change while I was looking at a certain set of data. And then architecture-wise, with forms, you have the form database, you have the Oracle database, you have a middle tier, an application server, and then you have your client. With Oracle Apex, you essentially have only the database and your client, the middle tier, the web server in the middle tier. With Apex, it's really only passing through data between the database and your client. Okay, I'm going to go through this a little bit faster. This is what I talked about for the utilities. So there is these batch or shell scripts available with Oracle Forms that you can use to convert your form modules to XML and that you can use to kind of prepare your files for the conversion utility. So then what does the Oracle Forms converter do? First of all, it manages your conversion project. It's not just a black box. It's actually helping you to go step by step through the process, choose what you want to carry forward, and assign it to your development team. It's then going to translate the main components. Main components is going to be your forms and reports. What we do not translate at this point is your client-side triggers, your PL secret program units, and so on. So all of these would have to be recreated manually if need be. They're all PL-SQL, so to some extent you can reuse what you have, but this conversion utility is not, at least not yet, attempting to translate any of this. And with Apex, you're not just reproducing something with yet another technology. It's a different application. It's a different user experience. So those are things that you need to be aware of. Your users will have to be retrained on a new user interface. It will look differently. It will feel differently. So there are a number of things to keep in mind when attempting to move to a new technology. And then the post-generation task, that's basically what I had in this diagram. You have to look at your triggers and your program units. You have to enhance your generated application. You might want to develop new database components, new pages. And then, of course, you have to test your application, train your users, and then deploy your new application. Okay. Let's take a look at the actual utility. What I'm going to migrate is the Summit demo application that ships with Forms. I don't have Forms on this laptop, so those are a few screenshots. And this is a snapshot of the database model that I'm using here. I already have this running in my Org database, so I'm not going through the steps of converting this database model, simply because it's an Org database before, it's an Org database afterwards, so unlike Access, I don't have to actually convert or migrate my database, I only have to migrate my application. I already created a new workspace here called Forms. And this workspace is connected to that database schema that I used for the previous Forms application. So I can go right to the application migration utility like I did before for Access. I'm going to create a new project called Summit. And this is going to be Forms. So now I can start uploading these files. And I also already... I also have these files already converted, so I'm not going to go through the steps of converting FMB files to XML. That is already taken care of, so I'm going to upload my custom FMB file.
Do you have to do them one at a time, or you can do them all at once?
The conversion from FMB to XML is a batch process. The upload here is a one-at-a-time process, and that is a feature request that we have received that customers would like to be able to upload multiple files here in Apex because they have, like, I don't know, dozens, hundreds of FMB files. That is something that we want to make possible. The limitation here right now is with Apex. Apex is only able to upload one file at a time with the ModPL SQL listener. And the Java-based listener that I mentioned earlier, that will be able to upload multiple files at once. So once that new listener is out and the new version of Apex is out, we would have the or will have the capability to upload multiple FMB files, but not yet. Okay, so I have two files, customers FMB and orders FMB, and that's going to be good enough for now. So now these forms definitions are going to be loaded into Apex. And here's an overview of what has been loaded. I got 5 blocks and 4 blocks for orders. I got a bunch of items, triggers, and so on. So now I can take a more detailed look at, let's say, customers. And there you go. So I have 2 alerts, I have 5 blocks, so many canvases, and so on. So everything that I had in forms got imported, but not everything is going to be actually used to generate something in Apex. The reason we loaded this into Apex is that we can actually take a look at what these look like and then make decisions on whether those apply or not, what the priority is, and who's going to work on this. So this is what I meant by project tracking. All of these components that you have in your previous forms applications are here for you to track and to document and to make decisions on whether they make sense or not. Like triggers, for instance, likely make sense. They had a reason for being there in the first place, so now in your new application you may want to use them. We don't translate them, so you have to go in there and make decisions. Do you want to use this? Yes or no? What priority? Is this complete or not? And what developer is going to work on this? And then we have relatively extensive heap porting capabilities here that tell you how far are you in your migration process. So you can actually check off every single item of your previous forms application and make decisions on whether those apply or not. And then you can drill down to those components that we actually do translate. For instance, the customers here, and then you can... You can override those titles. You can drill down further. You can look at what this looked like. And here we have something that we call enhanced query. That's one of the places where we actually apply some logic, where we look at your form, we look at your LOVs, and then we make modifications to your original queries to for example, include a lookup. You can choose to go with this, you can choose to go your original query, you can write your own query in here. And then you can take a look over here at what are you going to get out of this. And in this particular block, you're going to get a report and form.
So it's almost creating a view in the data. It's not creating a view, but it's like a view so that you didn't need post-query triggers on your form.
Right. That's right. And then for, whoops, for these orders here, I have a bunch of objects here as well. So for example, my order table here, that's going to be a master detail table. So depending on what you originally had in Oracle Forms, Apex is translating this into different components in Apex. So again, there's a lot of data, a lot of stuff to check off, and looking at this report over here tells you what are we going to convert and what's going to be excluded, and then you can decide what you want to do with it. So now that I have made my decisions and checked everything off, I'm going to go load a few more files. For example, my PLSQL library, which I have down here, and my Oracle Reports XML file, which I have over here somewhere, because employees XML. So now I have a few additional files here. My PLSQL library, that's not going to be translated at all, so that's just here for information purposes, and you can check off whether you need it or not. You can download it, rewrite it, and do something with it manually. And then I have my employees XML reports definition here, and this is actually going to be translated into an interactive report in Apex. Okay, so now I'm going to go ahead and create this application. I'm going to call it Summit. And it's going to be based on a migration project. When I step through this wizard, all the decisions that I'm making are being kept track of. So I can generate my application, try it out. If I like it, go with it. If I don't like it, delete it. Go back to this point. Choose based on existing application design model, and then refine it further over here. So I always can do some trial and error, generate my applications, try them out, like them, not like them, and then revisit this model and make additional refinements during this process. So similar to what we had seen earlier with Access, I have again a tree here of the application that I'm about to create. This one is actually based on these forms and reports that I had in Oracle Forms. So I'm going to get some reports, I'm going to get some master detail forms, I'm getting some tabular forms, and down here I'm actually getting a report based on a report in Oracle Reports. I can also add additional pages at this point, or I can generate my application and then at a later stage refine it. As before, I have a choice out of a number of different themes here. That's standard with Apex. You get 20 built-in user interface themes. Some of them modeled after Oracle Enterprise Suite, Oracle Look and Feel. Some are just themes that you can choose and refine. And then if you want to use your own look and feel, then you can create your own user interface theme and upload them here into Apex, and then they will be available in that list.
Does Apex GUI support viewing blobs that are in the database?
Blobs, yes.
All types?
Pardon?
All types of blobs? Like you've got TIFF files, you've got maybe...
Well, it depends on what you're going to do with it. So blobs are supported. And when you're creating a report and form on a table with a blob column, then the report would typically offer you either a download link, that you can download that blob as a file, or if it's an image, then you can actually display that image in your report. And then with your forms, you would have a file upload dialog that would allow you to upload files into that blob field. A Okay, so I'm going to generate that application now. And there you go. Okay, so this is my new Apex-based application. Those icons here, they were part of that create process. That was a step that I skipped. So it went with the defaults, but I have a choice here what kind of menu I want to create. Do I want to have icons? Do I just want to have links? Do I want to have different icons? So that's all part of that migration process. And now I can take a look at my actual data. So there's my report. I can drill down. Some of the form elements that I had in forms translate over here, so I get select lists, for example, for Eloise. For text fields and forms, I'm getting actually a text editor here that has some formatting capabilities. I can apply my changes. I can look at some of the other data, for instance, here is my master detail form, so over here my order data and my order items. Date fields get date pickers. So fairly usable application based on what I had there in my previous forms application.
Is it possible before you ever generate this to globally specify how dates should be displayed?
Yes. There is what we call there are set application defaults, and this basically lets you set a number of things, what kind of tabs you want to have, what kind of authentication you want to have, what your default theme is, some globalization attributes, and then additionally we have what we call UI defaults. So application defaults is this, and UI defaults is on a database table by table basis. You can define, where is it? You can define how a data is going to be shown, how some other fields are shown. So for each database column and column type, you can predefine what you want to generate that as. Okay, let's run this application again. Last thing here, under reports, that's kind of the container where all your Oracle reports are going to end up with. And there I have a report, and this report here was generated as an interactive report. Interactive reports in Apex are fairly new, introduced in version 3.1. And what's new about them is that they have a bunch of AJAX-y features built in, so you have a lot of partial page refresh. You can actually very easily create break column reports, for instance, sort your employees here by title. You can very easily search.
You know what would be nice is if you could have that ability on a page where you're updating multiple records.
Yes.
That would be really nice.
That's what we're trying to do in 4.0 to some extent. Not really fully, but closer to what it's now. So there will be inline editing on these fields available. Okay, so this is your generated application, and yeah, that was a pretty quick run through the migration process, but that's essentially what you're ending up with, and again, you can always go back and then further refine your project over here, so it's an iterative process to kind of go to your final version of that converted application. All right. Questions?
Your forms have JPEG-like images in it, and then you bring them over here. How do you have...
Well, if they are stored in a BLOP already in your forms application, then Apex would be able to recognize them. But it has to be already stored as an image in your Oracle tables.
No, our reports, our images are on a separate drive.
Okay, so in this case they won't. So in this case you would have to do manual work. So if they are like image references to some external references, then they
wouldn't be able to reference external.
It would be, but it wouldn't automatically be translated, so you would have to go into your report or into your form and make the necessary adjustment that there is an image that you want to show in line or that it's something that you want to edit by some other means, but it won't automatically translate over. I think it's 9i.
Okay. And you can take all the reports files and run it to the same converting utility?
Yes. So our reports can be translated to XML, and then this last thing here that was based on Oracle report.
In the wizard, I only saw the drop down, I guess, for access and forms. That's what I'm wondering.
Right, so we treat reports basically as part of forms.
Okay.
So when you go back to your project, upload files, and there's your Oracle Reports XML file.
In Oracle Reports itself, there's an option to save it as XML.
Okay.
So you would go into Oracle Reports, save it as XML, and that's what you use to import it here.
That's right.
Is there any plan for Apex to talk to other databases, or is it always just going to be an Oracle database?
It's basically always going to be an Oracle database. You can connect to other databases, other Oracle databases through database links, but I think really Apex is designed to run in that database where you have your data. That's where its strengths are. If you do want to talk to other databases, then I think you'll be better off with a solution that actually sits in the middle tier, so that's not inside a particular database.
Can you use single sign-on with Apex since you don't have the middle tier?
Yes. You can use Oracle single sign-on, you can use LDAP, Microsoft, NTLM, you can use the e-business suite's single sign-on model, so there are a number of authentication methods that you can configure here. And in Oracle, we have many Apex applications that are just tied into Oracle's single sign-on system, so Oracle's PeopleSoft, Oracle's personnel directory that there you log on through your Oracle single sign-on and other applications as well.
If you get clever and you create a view in your database that's based on a DB link to somewhere else, Apex wouldn't care.
Apex wouldn't care, absolutely. And you can have database link and then connect to these objects as well. Definitely, yeah. But for a long report, it's typically looping through all your records.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do that through database link, that may not be the best option. So there you need to look into maybe a materialized view or some other options to get the data in your local database.
If I'm developing an 11G database and 3.2 Apex,
mm-hmm.
and I have to now take this Apex application and install it on a different platform using 10G R2,
mm-hmm.
is it
going to
be portable?
Yep. So Apex applications can be exported and you can install them on any Apex instance that you have. Got to be, like when you export 3.2, you have to have 3.2 running over there, but it doesn't matter what database it is, doesn't matter what platform, what operating system it is. And if you have Apex 2.1 running somewhere and 3.2 somewhere else, then you can import older files into 3.2, but not vice versa. But platform, operating system, database version, they all don't matter. There are some limitations, like if you're using regular expressions, for instance, in some of your page processes, they weren't available in 9i. So if you want to go from 11G to 9i, but otherwise, it's portable. All right, so I'm going to be at the NYOEG meeting next week, and there I'm going to talk about Apex again, and there I'm going to talk about the Apex user interface with a focus on the Oracle Store. Oracle recently launched a new store, oracle.com/store. And I'm not connected, but the new Oracle Store is based on built with Apex, And I'm going to talk about how the user interface of that store was built and designed.
All right, thanks, everybody.
What this does is it kind of